Oh, hey, hi. Hey there. How you doing? How's it hanging? How's existence? How's your life? I think I open with that all the time now. How's existence? How's your life? How you doing? How's it going? I might choose a new letter to start with. Honestly, do we need to maybe. Anyway, I have some boxes to open. Sorry, I had to swallow some spit. That was weird and gross. Even weirder and grosser that you shared with the class. I'm nervous. Okay, so I was like really good for like a month where I didn't buy any toys, and then the late May season is where all of the shops start to get like riled up for June and Pride, and I have a disgusting weakness for gorgeous rainbows and new designs. And I've been going a little bit wild again. It's like fall all over again. But it's Pride Month. So I have three boxes here that I figured I would open up with you. I legitimately had one for a couple days now, and I waited for you to be here to open it, even though I was really fucking tempted to just rip into that bitch. I've got three boxes of differing sizes. They all came from different places. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And I'm excited because one of these is fucking massive. Right now I can tell you that one of these toys is fucking massive. Well, at least to me. So we're gonna, okay. Should we start? Do you want me to do it? Question for you. Do you want me to open the box that came first, or do you want me to open the boxes in like size range? Like there's one that's really big. It's not really big, but it's like the biggest box. Let's look. I figured this out. I figured it out as I was asking the question. We're gonna three bears this bullshit. I am Goldilocks, and we are starting with Papa Bear. Also, conveniently, Papa Bear was the first box to arrive at my house. So, we're gonna start with the biggest box in the pile, and then we're gonna work our way down. Cause that sounds like fun to me. That sounds like, cause, I don't know, something different, you know? Instead of working our way up, we're gonna work our way down, in size range. It's new and different. There's a joke in here somewhere, I just can't find it. Okay, so this box. This is actually a purchase from a company that I have not purchased from before, but I have only heard good positive things about. I want some of their models. I've got particular shops that I always just seem like super ready to throw money to, and then there's other shops that I'll sit on them for months and be like, maybe when I have a couple spare dollars, I'll check out their shit. And then I just keep giving money to the same groups that keep buying from. I have shops that I like prefer, slash like seem to prioritize just because I love their stuff. I'm not gonna validate it any further than that. This one's from a company called Factory D. They sell on Etsy. You can find them on Twitter. I do believe they are at Factory D or at Factory Dicks. I should have had the Twitter in front of me, but I don't. They're from Florida. It came in a nice plain box. It looks like a postman got really fucking angry at it. This is the second box I've received this year, where like one of the corners of the box is pushed in, which is highly unusual because it's a hard thing to do. Anyway, maybe they just recognize my name and they're like, fuck that bitch. Relatable. So, other than that, plain brown box, normal, nothing to, well, like the company name is on the return address. So like I suppose if your mailman is nosy enough, or if your housemates are nosy enough to dig into these things, they might be able to figure out what you bought, or a rough idea of it. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just the warnings. Here's your warnings. Okay, pink tissue paper on top, and there's a really cute sticker on it that says Happy Mail, which is accurate. I am really excited to see this one. Can I take the sticker off? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think that's gonna happen. We tried though. Okay. All right. So we have a business card, which has,